Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Sally Snow's our last guest from TAB Thoroughbred Wagering. Morning to you, Sally.
I'm really well, you?
I'm good. We've got a little bit of drizzle around town, so we'll just have to wait and see what it does, if anything, if it reaches Hawkesbury, but a little bit of rain around Sydney. What do you like at Hawkesbury?
Yeah, it's a tricky little meeting here at Hawkesbury. No one can really work it out since they lengthened the straight. The inside part of this track has usually been avoided by most jockeys in the last couple of meetings, and as the meeting goes on, they just tend to get wider and wider. Last meeting, the rail was in the normal position. It was a soft five, and today they're racing on a good three, and the rail's out 3 metres from the 800 to the 400. So I think that makes the track a bit of a question mark, but I've still found a couple of winners. Kicking off in race two, number nine, Rosina Kojanup. This horse has only had the one start at Scone, which was at the standalone meeting in May earlier in the year. And that day it was close to the fence, which really wasn't the place to be. It ran ninth and it was beaten 12 lengths, but I think its run was much better than it looked. It's since had two recent trials, one at Warwick Farm and one at Rose Hill. Won its first trial with really no pressure, and then in its most recent trial, it was clicked up a little bit, but I still thought it was a solid performance. And it's drawn barrier 10 today. I think it should be up near the lead and be really hard to beat.
And it's currently at $4.40, Rosina Kojanup, and of course it's the half to She Will Reign and Time to Reign, that family, for Bjorn Baker, this one. Race 2, number 9. Where's your second one?
In race 8, number 1, Devil's Lair. This horse has had 11 starts, and it's fourth up today, this preparation. Last two starts have both been at Hawkesbury, and both times in, it's raced in the worst section of the track. Last start, it stuck to the fence, and it ran third, but the winner and the second horse both swooped out wide, so I still think there was a lot of merit in that run. I'd be super keen on it today, but the only thing against it is that this race today is going to have a bit of an average pace, and it will be running in the back half of the field of 11 runners, but I'm still confident it can show a turn of foot and round them up in the later stages of the race.
Well, it's moving in the market. It's gone from 240 to 230 in the last 25 minutes, and it's been tightened up a little bit more than that, even that last 30 minutes this morning. So race 8, number 1, Devil's Lair, currently at $2.30. So the 2 for Sally at Hawkesbury, 2.9 and 8.1. Thanks a lot, Sally. We'll hear from
Thanks,
you Friday.
Thanks,
mate.